generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Good morning. This is Robin Robertson with the Boomer Buzz radio show here on Pegasus NetWaves. And I am truly delighted today to have as our guest Lynn Lyncher. Lynn is a new friend that I've made, but more importantly, she is the first person who is going to be the guest on a new segment I'm doing of Boomer Profiles. And these are boomers who are doing exceptional things in their community. Lynn is one of the founders of Be the Difference Foundation here in the Dallas area. And welcome, Lynn.
Thank you, Robin.
To have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
Thanks. Take a few minutes and tell our listening audience a little bit about the Be the Difference Foundation.
Thank you. Be the Difference Foundation was founded 2 years ago as a foundation for ovarian cancer. We are four survivors, all in different phases. I am a 15-year survivor of ovarian cancer. Helen is still in treatment. Julie is a 3-year survivor, and Jill is a 6-year survivor. We all were diagnosed in stage 3 or 4, and we all surprised everybody. We're miracle children of our doctors.
That's wonderful. I know that normally getting diagnosed at that stage would be truly frightful.
It's extremely frightful, and all of us were healthy. And now I'm only going to speak for myself because I wasn't in their heads, but I worked out all the time. I worked at my job 100%, and I was just always busy. And my doctor told me early on that I was the healthiest person he knew, and I was going to live to be 120. And when suddenly I was diagnosed, with a disease that could take my life, I was just amazed.
Does colon cancer have a lot of symptoms?
This was ovarian cancer.
Ovarian
cancer, unfortunately, until it gets to be stage 3, it doesn't have many symptoms. The symptoms are abdominal pressure or bloating, pelvic discomfort, persistent indigestion, unexplained change in bowel habits, change in bladder habits. But I didn't have any of those. I had an urge to burp. If I can say that.
Wow.
And that that indigestion discomfort. But otherwise, I didn't have any struggles.
Is there specific testing for ovarian cancer, or is it just your normal pap smear?
A pap smear, Robin, does not diagnose ovarian cancer. That's for cervical cancer. So thank you for presenting that.
Mm-hmm.
The only test that can be done is a CA-125. Which is a cancer test of the blood, and it will direct you if you may have ovarian cancer, but it is not extremely effective. It's not 100% effective. 0 to 35 is a normal range. Mine was 41, so mine wasn't very reactive to the CA-125. Other ladies are 500,000.
Wow. Is it a normal, when you go, say, for a physical and they do your blood workup, is that something that they normally test for?
No, it's an expensive test, and because it's not always accurate, the doctors won't do it. We encourage women to do it to have a baseline so that they know this is what my normal baseline for a CA-125 is. But, and if they have any struggles, any issues, we are definitely encouraging patients to ask their doctors to do that, because that's part of the problem with ovarian cancer. Doctors, even at this point in our lives, are not reactive. It's like you have irritable bowel syndrome, or you just have an issue with digestion. And so they don't talk ovarian cancer.
What's the most important thing that people should be aware of with ovarian cancer, or testing for it, or watching for symptoms? Is there one thing that just kind of sticks out?
The bloating. Most of the people that have ovarian cancer, most of the women have bloating. But what I've learned and what I was totally unaware of is if you have symptoms for 2 weeks of anything that you haven't had before, you need to see a doctor. And you need to insist that your doctor proves to you that you don't have cancer, or you don't have ovarian cancer or lung cancer or any of those things. So the 2 weeks is the magical number.
Ladies, are you listening out there? Gentlemen, are you listening so you can tell your wives? You have to be proactive in your health care these days.
Absolutely, you do.
You know, I think anymore, especially, there's so many new things out there, and there are things that we're exposed to, and I think as women and wives and working and mothers and grandmothers and whatever, life gets really busy, and we always put ourselves on the back burner when we really should be top of the list. And I think that's really critical, and that's why I think your foundation is one that I really am very happy to showcase today here. And you as a profiler of a great boomer, and you're able to go out, and you're active all the time with this foundation.
Absolutely I am, because it's so important. I have a friend in Florida who was just diagnosed with recurrence last night.
Oh.
And that's the problem. Most women who have ovarian cancer who survive, there's a 70% chance that they're going to have recurrence. And then it's really the struggle.
Do you just continue to, even in remission, is it a blood test, the same blood test that
it's
they just monitor?
It's a continual CA-125. And having been 15 years out, I still see my doctor every 6 months. He does a CAT scan every 6 months. He doesn't let me too far away. And he was the one who was so very aggressive in his surgery and in his treatment. And I credit him for saving my life.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I also know I saw this on your website, BTheDifferenceFoundation.org. I noticed your blogs, and I read a couple of them, and you need a handkerchief when you read them, but I found them very inspirational and motivational, and you and I were talking about this before the show started, that I see these commercials on TV with the Cancer Centers of America, and there are a lot of, you know, ads on TV for this organization and that and this hospital and whatever, but the one thing I noticed about their ads, they're always about they talk about the disease and how they treat it, but they also talk about how they treat the family. And it's usually the spouse or a mother, a father, or a husband who is talking about the support they give them. How important is that in your when you're going through the treatment process and the recovery?
I can't imagine going through the treatment alone. My husband, although he took good care of me, was not the best person for helping me, assisting me, but I have two daughters who are with me every step of the way, and it wasn't that Chuck ignored it. It was just overwhelming for him, and it is an overwhelming disease. And we get so sick with the treatment, the chemotherapy, the radiation, the things that we have to do to survive is a struggle. It's very, very difficult, so you need support. And that's one of the things that Be the Difference does, is offer that support. I get quite a few calls from people who say, will you call my friend? Or will you do something for my friend? And my answer is, I won't call them, but have them call me, because they have to have the correct mindset when they hear from me. I found that out myself. If someone would call, and I didn't want to hear their story that day. I wanted to wallow in my sympathy, my problem that day. So it was when I was ready.
And that's very understandable, you know. Well, I also noticed on the website that, and here we're going to do some shameless plugs here for your different programs, but I know that you help these women with funding through funding programs. Talk a little bit about that.
We have raised, in 2 years, we've raised over $500,000 through our funding, through our donations. And with that money, we give it directly to research or to women battling their disease. And the research that we chose this year, we have a medical advisory of four doctors. And we chose University of Pennsylvania, who's doing some research with new drugs to help women treat ovarian cancer. We donated some to Sloan Kettering, mm-hmm. and that was for a vaccination where you take out cells from your own body and vaccinate yourself or have yourself vaccinated to counteract ovarian cancer. These are all in studies right now. And then we donate it to the Clarity Foundation, and they analyze tumors and therefore tell you what type of chemo would be best for that type of tumor.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And all of the money that we raise from our Wheel to Survive event, February 23rd, 100% of that money goes to these support groups, or I'm sorry, to these studies.
Wonderful. I know you have a lot of programs that raise money so that you can make people aware of this disease and think steps to protect yourself, and you inform and educate consumers. Isn't there a butterfly involved somehow?
We have a butterfly pin that I help to draw up, and we sell those for $10. And this pin was actually in benefit of a friend of mine who passed away from ovarian cancer. And at her funeral, it was her daughter was doing the eulogy, and I know her daughter very well. And her daughter said that her mom said, "Whenever you see a butterfly, I want you to think of me." And so we have a pin that is a butterfly with the teal ribbon attached to it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And can that be seen on your website?
That is on our website, yes.
And tell our listeners the website again.
The website is www.BeTheDifferenceFoundation.org.
Great. I know that you have programs where people can just donate. They can just donate money if they'd like. How do they do that?
Well, right now we have our event, our Will to Survive event. May I speak about that?
Sure, sure.
Okay, because that's coming up February 23rd. And that's the one where we raised, last year we raised almost $300,000. The year before that we raised almost that same amount. And this is a six-hour cycling event, spin event, at the Jewish Community Center. And we have teams of six or more. Everybody rides at least an hour. Some people ride 6 hours. And the teams and the people on the teams are the ones who are out getting donations right now.
That's great. There are a lot of the bike clubs out there. They should, you know, come in and on a rainy day ride inside or whatever,
trying to get them. I'm sorry, Robin.
But no.
We're trying to get them to sign up because we have free rides at both the Flywheel with Jill Mearns and at the JCC. So we have the spin classes that they can take free if they're signed up to ride with us.
Wow, that's a great deal. They get something out of it and they give something out of it.
Absolutely.
Can't ask for more than that. And you also have the Love My Scarf program.
And that was designed for the sewing industry the sewing industry has been supporting us. They have given us, and this is a national program. And what we've requested is for the sewing industry or anybody else to give scarves, make scarves, and donate scarves. And we've gotten those out to cancer centers and to cancer survivors. Not all ovarian cancer. There are other types of cancers that we have promoted with that.
And what are the scarves used for usually?
Everybody going through chemo is cold. And unfortunately, I'm still cold. So I want those scarves. I covet those scarves. But it's mainly to help women stay warm and cozy when they're experiencing their chemotherapy treatments.
Wonderful. Well, this is Robin Robertson here on the Boomer Buzz, and we're going to take a short break. My guest, Lynn Lyncher, is here with the Be the Difference Foundation, and we'll be back with more information and more conversation.
Hello, everybody, on Pegasus NetWaves Radio. Are you tired of establishment politics and partisanship? Take some time in your day and check out hippopolitics.com, your source for smarter, middle-of-the-road, anti-establishment-type politics. HippoPolitics.com, your source for smarter politics.
This is Chef Mark with Remarkable Affairs Catering. Love is in the air, and nothing says I love you, dear, like I can't stand your cooking. So, why don't you join me at my kitchen studio on Friday, February the 14th at 7 o'clock. We're going to be doing a cooking demo and featuring a four-course meal. It's $75 per person. It is BYOB. We'd love to have you come and join us. You can find out more information from that by emailing me at mark@remarkableaffairs.com or calling us directly at 972-462-7470. We'll be happy to share that menu with you. If you'd like to keep it intimate, keep it in the house, then we also will be featuring a delivered meal that will also include a bottle of red or white wine. Again, email me at mark@remarkableaffairs.com, and I'll be happy to forward the menu to you. We hope to see you there soon.
Welcome back to the Boomer Buzz. I'm your hostess, Robin Robertson, and with me today here in the studio is Lynn Lyncher. Lynn is a resident in the Plano area and is one of the founders of BeTheDifferenceFoundation.org. And Lynn, tell our guest again a little bit about what Be the Difference is. In case they're just joining us and missed the first half of our show.
Be the Difference Foundation is an organization to help ovarian cancer. All four of us who are the founders have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We all have survived, which is interesting in itself because it is such a deadly disease. And we have founded Be the Difference Foundation.
You don't hear a lot about ovarian cancer like you do the others.
Exactly. And, you know, there was an article a couple months in the Dallas Morning News, and it talked about ovarian cancer. And it ended by saying there aren't enough active women who survive ovarian cancer. And it attacks at a later age, and so there aren't enough of us advocates to promote ovarian cancer. And it strikes 22,000 women a year as compared to 200,000 breast cancer. However, 15,000 die from ovarian cancer every year. So our statistics are staggering.
They definitely are. What about genetic testing?
There is a test for the BRCA gene, BRCA1 and BRCA2, and women who, especially women of Jewish descent and European descent, should be tested if they feel that there has been ovarian cancer or any type of gynecological cancer in their family. Most of us, my age, and ovarian cancer does usually strike in the early 50s. That's typical, but there are women who are 29 who have ovarian cancer and women who are 80 who will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer. But we don't know what our grandmothers died from. We don't know what our, and sometimes our mothers have passed away from because it is relatively new. So if you are a suspect that you may have had ovarian cancer in genetics, you should be tested.
Well, I know that our genes, they all come in pairs. And when a mother gives birth to a child, they pass along a copy of one gene from each pair to that child. So that's why, I'm assuming genetics, but it's the mutation of that particular BRCA, BRCA gene that makes it a higher risk.
Correct. Correct. And it's frequently passed on from the father.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. The father's mother has had ovarian cancer.
That's interesting. I know on some of your statistics, it says if you're an identical twin, the chance of you having a mutation is 100%.
If the twin has had...
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And a child, a parent, a brother, and a sister, it's 50% or 1 in 2.
Correct.
Those are two high statistics right there.
They are.
Correct?
The statistics, as I said, are staggering. And unfortunately, I was diagnosed, as I said, 15 years ago. At that time, 22,000 women were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, 15,000 passed away. Today, those statistics haven't changed.
Amazing. That's really, really amazing. Well, I know that September is Ovarian Cancer Month.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about events or things that y'all do during that month or all over the country.
Well, this is a local event, and we have what's called Totally Teal, T-O-E-T-A-L-L-Y. And we encourage everyone to paint their toenails teal. And we get sponsors for that. It's a fundraiser for us. But what's happened with that, I'll give you an example. Men will paint their toes teal, too, to support us. And there was a gentleman who was swimming, and he had his toes painted. And a friend saw him, and Joe said, "Yes, I paint them for ovarian cancer." And he said, "My wife was just diagnosed." And they began talking, and Joe called me and said, "Would you reach out to my friend's wife?" And so we were able to support her because Joe had painted his toes teal.
That is a tongue twister, isn't
it? Is.
Totally teal, toes mm-hmm. teal. Wow. Mm-hmm. What about fingernails? Do people do their nails too?
Well, teal has become such a common color in the nails and
yeah,
the fingernails.
It has. Yes. You see it a lot.
Yes. So this is, it's just, I've been in the real estate title industry, and so real estate has really gotten involved in this Totally Teal, and one office will challenge another office. It's become a fun fundraiser.
That's great. Well, also, listeners here in the Dallas area, but I know that you have your largest fundraiser of the year really is the Wheel to Survive. Is that done anywhere else in the country?
Yes. This last year, in order for us, Be the Difference Foundation, to receive more funding and for us to be able to pass on that funding for research, we decided we needed a national presence. And so we went to San Francisco with our Be the Difference with our Will to Survive and San Diego. And March 30th, we'll be going to Austin, Texas. So anybody who knows friends in Austin, Texas, we're in the developmental stages of that ride.
And if you're in your community thinking, I want to do one here, you can call up here, and I'm sure the ladies can help direct you and tell you how they're running theirs event here, and maybe you can start one in your community.
Absolutely. We'll help you from beginning to end, and we just feel it's that important.
Great. Tell all the listeners how they can reach you or the other ladies.
Well, the best way is to reach us on www.BeTheDifferenceFoundation.org. And we've got right now, because of the rides, all of our pictures are on the foundation. You can also look and read about us. We've got a picture of Helen, Julie, Jill, and myself on there. And there's a phone number that they can reach out to.
Great. Well, I know that we've talked a little enough about ovarian cancer and the risk factors, enough to hopefully make you aware as listeners that this is a very real disease that affects 22,000 people in the country. It's usually not detected very early. So please visit BeTheDifferenceFoundation.org. Read the risk factors, the news. Speak to your doctor and be proactive.
Absolutely.
I think that's probably the best advice we can give our listeners. And if you're fighting the battle and you've been diagnosed with it, there are some great inspirational and motivational blogs on your website. I know the four founders are very willing to speak with you and your family and just reach out to them. I think that's part of your battle right there.
We all speak about ovarian cancer. We'll come to any organization and we all have our story to tell. Julie and I both, and Jill, speak at Southwest, UT Southwest, to medical doctors so that they understand that ovarian cancer is not a disease of statistics and numbers. It's a disease of people and what to look for and how to be responsive when a woman comes in with bloating and not just say you've got some intestinal problems or indigestion.
Take that next step and really listen.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
Well, this segment on the Boomer Buzz is Boomer Profiles, and I wanted to showcase a baby boomer who is making a difference in their community. I know a lot of baby boomers today are volunteering all over the world and taking volunteer vacations where they go into an area of the world that they like and they volunteer and get to know the community. But there are people in your own backyard community that need help, need support, need volunteers. And I'm sure you can use volunteers for all kinds of things.
Yes, we can. And we especially need them for our Wheel to Survive event.
And that's February 23rd. So get out and volunteer for that. But I want to talk a little bit about being a baby boomer and experiencing all of this. I'm sure, tell us a little bit about your background, what you were doing corporately, working, raising kids, before all of this came into your life.
I worked for Republic Title and I was a senior vice president. I, was in charge of the sales team and helped develop the company from, a kind of a commercial industry into a residential company, and we have remained number one in the industry. It's a wonderful company, and I have three children. And when I was diagnosed, I was 53 years old. I am right at the top. I probably am above 6 months above a baby boomer right now. I'm 68 years old.
Well, consider you a boomer still.
Thank you. And I was 53 when I was diagnosed. So I was definitely, that's the age of most people being diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I worked out. I was raising the kids. They were 19, 21, and 23, I believe. And so they were in my life. And I was just, as I said, I was just totally surprised when I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And one of the things that happened with me after I was diagnosed, I prayed that I knew my mission. If I was allowed to survive, I would know my mission, what I lived for. And with that, I learned that I needed to help people with cancer, not necessarily ovarian cancer. And I spoke to people one-on-one. And when I had an opportunity to form this foundation with the three other ladies, I jumped at that because this was a bigger, better way to reach out and see more people.
Were you still working corporately when you were diagnosed?
Yes, I was. I had just gone with Republic Title. I had been with them for 6 weeks when I was diagnosed. And it was very difficult for me. I called our owner and I said, here's what's happening. He knew I had cancer, but he didn't know what was going to happen. And I will always love and respect the man who said to me, Lynn, don't worry about a thing. We hired you in the long run. You work when you can and if you can, and don't worry about it. And that
gave me... Wow, what a testament to that boss.
It was.
Company.
And it still is. And it gave me such relief. And I realized that I was kind of stupid when I was going through chemo. You know, there is such a thing as chemo brain. And I couldn't see what I was saying. Everything was blurred. But my work was a distraction, and a very necessary distraction.
I never heard that, chemo brain.
Have you not?
No.
Your brain gets foggy. And my memory has not come back as well as it was before, and maybe I attribute that a little bit to old age. But it's mainly chemo brain, and all four of us will speak to that. When we get together for a meeting, it's like, do you remember? No, but you help me remember, and we prompt each other.
That's wonderful. Well, Lynn, it has been a great pleasure having you here today talking about the Be the Difference Foundation. Again, you can reach Lynn and the other ladies who have formed this wonderful foundation to support and assist women fighting ovarian cancer. It's BeTheDifferenceFoundation.org. They're willing to speak with you, your wife, your sister, mother, whoever. If they need some support and want to talk to someone, if they want some direction on how to get better information, how to speak with their doctor directly on being proactive with your health. And we hope that you will be listening to more of the Boomer Buzz in the weeks to come. We plan to have more Boomer profiles and great guests as we go along. Thank you for joining us today, Lynn.
Thank you, Robin. And it's been my pleasure.
Oh, is there anything else you want to tell them last minute? Wheels to Survive?
To Survive, February 23rd at the JCC. Please go on our website. You can sign up. You can donate. We'd love to see you ride with us.
Remember, volunteer for BeTheDifferenceFoundation.org. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Robin. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say.